of course, this crisis just continues, particularly for those in the tourism industry. I noticed Daniel Geschwind today talking about the crisis and the urgency for action. I mean, the fact of the matter is you've got people up here in far north Queensland in the tourism industry who are just pleading because they can see by Christmas, I mean, so many of them will be out of the business if they don't get some assistance. Now, the time's on 22 minutes to 10. There's a gentleman also that's been quite outspoken on this matter. He's the sole director of Cairns Adventure Group and Raging Thunder Adventures up here, and his name is Roddy Rees, or Rod Rees. Roddy, good morning.
Morning, John.
I understand you're keen to say a few words about the situation and about the crisis facing those in our tourism industry at the moment up here. What did you want to say?
Yeah, look, I am, mate, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to do that on many occasions. I really appreciate the support. The situation hasn't changed. We're absolutely screaming out for some support now. We're trying to bang the drum on every possible avenue we can to get both levels of government to take an audience with us and give us some understanding of why we're getting forgotten up here in the north. That's what we're pushing for at the moment, is just come and talk to us.
Yes, exactly. Let me just quote, here's a couple of quotes from the Courier-Mail today. The Queensland Tourism Industry Council boss, Daniel Geschwind, said, "Confidence is at an extremely low ebb, with operators fearing Christmas would be wiped out by border closures and lockdowns." You go to the CCIQ policy and advocacy boss, Amanda Rowan. She has now slammed the absolute lack of direction being offered to businesses. Fundamentally, in language we can all relate to, Roddy, just how tough is it out there in far north Queensland at the moment?
Oh, mate, I'm sitting down here at the marina and I can hear you perfectly. That's a sign of how bad it is. This place should be heaving with people at this time of year. In plain terms, mate, we're running single digits where we should be running hundreds of people. You know, my staff have got no work still and they won't have jobs by Christmas. You know, their confidence is absolutely shot. The business owners are incredibly worried. I'm worried and we're getting so frustrated. We want to understand why the government isn't listening to us and why they don't understand the economic crisis that's happening here. I mean, I've been out in the community over the last week or two and it's stretching out of tourism now. You must see it as well. I'm talking to people who have nothing to do with tourism who are starting to feel, you know, that economic pinch flow through all the businesses in Cairns.
Now, you talk about the staff, you know, I mean, Christmas is a long way away. This crisis is emerging much faster than that and is likely to be impacting very heavily on the plans of staff in the next few weeks. What do you hear them say, Roddy? What do the staff say about what they're facing and what they intend to do about what they're facing?
Yeah, look, there's such a wide range of people in the tourism industry, and so you get a myriad of responses, but the overarching response is that they just don't understand why we're not getting some sort of wage subsidy, because they all see that it's worse than it was last year. Mm. They're like, hey, this is worse than we were back at the start of COVID, and we all had jobs for then. How are we supposed to go on? Exactly. And then they feel for their employers, you know, because we're financially supporting so many business owners in Cairns, not just me. They're putting their hand in their pocket and supporting this staff by themselves, and that's not the responsibility of a business owner. People are about to enter a mass exodus phase out of the tourism industry, and that's where the crisis starts to unfold. Is you can't rebuild without staff, you know. So it's time for something to happen. There needs to be some action because people are struggling, mate. They're struggling with money. They're falling behind on their bills. They're hanging on by a thread. It's getting very, very dire.
Now, in a discussion I had just yesterday with the federal member, Warren Inch, he's in lockdown down in Canberra after he finished criticising or attacking the state government for their inaction. He did move on to say that he will be making, well, it was a vague promise, really, that he'd be making a statement regarding this crisis and some sort of answer to the urgency for action for help. But he didn't outline, in fact, didn't give any hint as to what sort of extent the federal government would go in providing that assistance. So sadly, everyone's still wondering what is going to be announced and when it would be announced. If indeed you had the opportunity to talk to the Prime Minister today, or the Treasurer, or Warren Etch himself, what would you ask should be, what would you suggest should be announced urgently next week?
Yeah, look, I talked to Warren, and Warren's doing a great job of flying the flag for the region. I have to commend him on that. If I had a chance to talk to Frydenberg today, or Scott Morrison, I'd say, look at the proposal that's been sent to you from the operators here in North Queensland. We're asking for the unacquitted value of the package that was put together a few weeks ago. There's a $600 million package put together that hasn't been delivered to businesses. Take back $50 million from the feds, $50 million from the state, and put a job saver arrangement into Cairns. Declare us the economic hotspot, enact the JobKeeper legislation, and start paying these staff the COVID disaster payment that New South Wales is getting. Mm. You could do that and get these employees to Christmas with money that's already been allocated that hasn't been applied for in the grant. It's that simple. We're not even asking for new money. Mm. You've already put the money and people haven't claimed it.
Yes.
So just reallocate it into the most heavily affected region, which is Cairns. Mm. That's what I'd be saying.
By the way, I tapped in yesterday to a discussion among operators and staff on this crisis, and the word petition came up. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we're trying to, you know, bang the drum on every level we can, and a great petition has been put together. It's been shared out through the tourism community, through operators and employees. It's gaining some great traction over a very short period, and we would love people to get on board the wider community in Cairns now. You know, we'd hope that they support us and that they get on board and sign and share this petition, and we can send that down to the government to say, you know, it's more than a small part of the community. You know, maybe they think we're having a whinge. I don't know. It affects all of us. So we reach out to the community to say, jump on, you know, you can get the link from a Facebook page called Standby Cairns, which is run by one of our biggest wholesale distribution desks up here. They're feeling the pinch as well. The hotel, you know, the privately owned hotels and the big hotels, they sell tours. They're not getting anyone in there, and they can't make an income either. So get on Standby Cairns, get the petition, share it out to everyone you know, sign it if you're passionate about looking after the region, and help us widen the reach of that. John, that's what I'm appealing for today, mate.
Really pleased to hear you say this. I think a lot of people, especially those who've been around for a while, going right back to the pilots dispute back in 89, know that virtually everybody is in tourism, meaning if tourism goes down, we all suffer as a community. So I'm so pleased that you've made that community-wide, an appeal community-wide to get online. What was it? Standby Cairns, isn't it? Go to Standby Cairns.
On Facebook is the best place to get the link.
And get involved in this effort to save our industry. It's now an emergency. Good to talk to you, Roddy. Stay in touch.
Yeah, thanks, John.
That's Roderick Rees. He's the sole director of Cairns Adventure Group, Raging Thunder Adventures, etc. That tourism petition, please, Standby Cairns, if you can get the opportunity to add your weight to our plea nationwide to save our industry up here. It's 14 to 10. Cairns.